The WIAA State Cross Country Meet will be run at the Ridges Golf Course down in Wisconsin Rapids on Saturday. Medford will be represented by the girls' team who has qualified. Not only did they qualify for the first time in school history, they won the sectional down in Colby. They won their first sectional. So my guests are members of that cross-country team. We're going to begin with Lauren Meyer and Franny Seidel. Franny, let's begin with you. What was it like when you found out you were going to state?
I was so excited that the girls' team finally made it and that we got to be a part of history for the school. And I was really happy of all of our hard work and accomplishments.
Winning the sectional has never been done before. Were you aware of that, that Medford's girls' team had not won a sectional?
Yeah, I was aware of that, and it was so cool to be the team to do it and win.
Lauren, what about you? What was it like when you found out you were going to state?
I was super happy because when I finished the race, I honestly didn't know where my teammates. I know that we had a lot of girls up front, but I didn't know exactly where we were and where Wisconsin Dells was or any of the other teams. So I didn't even know we got first until the awards came on, and it was super exciting to go to state and be the first team to ever go.
Did you have a feeling, I mean, because you won the event, did you have a feeling you were going to qualify, Lauren, even if you hadn't won the event, were still in the running to qualify?
Yeah, we've worked really hard this year, and our like major goal as a team was to make it to state, and I think we really wanted to go out on Saturday and win the whole sectional. And
so this was like at the top of the chalkboard?
Yeah.
That's lofty.
Was. Mentally, it was, honestly. And the coaches kept, like, drilling it in our heads, so that was really good, too, and motivating.
That's a pretty lofty goal.
Yeah.
Now, Franny, did you set an individual goal, and did you achieve it?
I did. We set a couple of goals, but my, like, main one for myself was to, like, win one race this season. And I won our home, like, meet, so that was cool to do it at home, and I got my goal achieved, so.
What about you, Lauren?
My personal goal was to win conference and then also to go to state. So both are coming true.
What do you think this is going to be like, Franny, when you line up down there in state, Medford's team? Here we go. Ready to go.
Well, I got to go as a freshman, so I kind of have some insight of what it's going to be. But it's always so crazy, and there's so many people, and it's so competitive. So it'll be a really great experience. And
you going to be nervous?
Probably.
Do you get really nervous before a race, or are you pretty calm?
These bigger meets always kind of set me off a little bit more than regular season.
Butterflies kick up, bigger the race.
Yeah.
Lauren, what about you? What do you think this is going to be like?
I think it's going to be really exciting, and I'm just excited to see all the people there and just like take it in for one last time, because this is my last year, and I'm really excited.
It's a pretty good way to go out, don't you think?
Yeah, honestly. It's really
all
exciting.
Right. Once again, Franny Seidel and Lauren Meyer, congratulations on the way to state. Congratulations and best of luck.
Thank you.
Okay. Next up, Grace Kelly and Paige Brantner. Grace, let's begin with you. Okay. What was it like when you found out that the team had qualified for state?
It was really crazy. I had no idea where we were going to place. We kind of had a rough estimate based on when we kind of kept score. The coaches and, like, our parents kind of kept track of each runner coming in, so they kind of thought we were going to place in the top two, but I didn't know if we won or not. So when they announced us as the winner, it was a really great feeling.
What about you, Paige?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. The last 2 years, we missed state by less than 10 points. My freshman year only won, so that's heartbreaking. So seeing that we won this year, it's a lot more exciting, and I don't know.
Was there any relief?
Yeah, like,
that's over. Thank goodness.
Moving on to the next. So, yeah.
Paige, did you set individual goal and did you achieve it?
I think for like team, it was to win conference and go to state, but I don't think I've made my individual goal yet.
Just take it one race at a time?
Yeah.
Try to improve, get a better time each time out?
Yeah.
What about you, Grace?
Yeah, so my personal goal this season was to break into the 20 minute mark for the 5K, and I accomplished that. So
you did it?
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Thank you.
Has that been like the benchmark there? You've been just so close, and then made it over?
Yeah, about the beginning of the season, it kind of started in like the 22, 21-minute range, and then towards the end, I finally broke into it, so that's where I'm still at. So,
well, congratulations. Well
Thank
done.
You.
Okay. Paige, what do you think state's going to be like?
A lot of people. I've watched it twice, so I know that, but I get really nervous for meets, too, so this will be interesting, but we have our whole team with us all together, so it'll be fun.
You won't be alone, so that'll be mm-hmm. it'll be all right. What about you, Grace?
I think state is going to just be a great experience. I'm already really nervous for it. I always get nervous about meets, and then especially these bigger ones, but having my teammates with me, I think it'll just make it so much better, and I'm excited.
You're a senior, yes?
Yes.
It's a pretty good way to go out, isn't
it? Yeah, it's a very great way to go out.
Yeah. Grace Kelly and Paige Brandner, congratulations and best of luck.
Thank you.
We'll continue our visit with members of Medford's state-bound girls' cross-country team after this.